Hey everybody, Vanessa here, founder and CEO of Internal Rhythms, and I hope everybody's having a great day. Today I just wanted to touch base and discuss stretching and why we would want to do this. Like, what are the benefits of stretching? I mean, a lot of us do a lot of working out or walking, or we sit at a desk all day. Why would you want to stretch those muscles? If you think of your muscles like little guy wires that are creating support structure into a joint space. If you are in constant tension in that joint space, it makes sense to have proper function at that joint space that you would want to make sure that everything surrounding that joint is balanced. So stretching affords us the opportunity to have a healthier joint structure so that there's not abnormal tension in one particular plane of movement over another. Meaning, if you sit in a flexed posture most days and your shoulders are rounding forward, you would want to make sure that you are stretching those pec muscles in the front and strengthening the ones in the back to pull the shoulders back into their regular position. Meaning, this frees up the ability for the heart and the lungs to function better, and it also affords you better range of motion at the shoulder joint. And that's just one example of where you might want to stretch, but there's a whole host of other joint spaces and muscle tensions and torsions that happen in the body that it's really important to maintain a very healthy balance between flexion, extension of a joint, and to make sure that those muscles surrounding that joint are balanced as well. And so stretching affords us the opportunity to make sure that we're doing that in a healthy way. Now, there's so many things that people do when they're stretching that are actually completely inappropriate, and it's almost painful to watch some people stretch at the gym, I must admit. So sometimes I see people bouncing in their stretching, and sometimes I see people overstretching, meaning they're taking that muscle on a very powerful stretch, and you can see the pain in their face. I mean, it's not comfortable. And the stretching that I teach my clients is never, ever painful. It's not supposed to be painful, because what the whole point is to lengthen the muscle. Now, there's something really significant in a muscle stretch. It's called the Golgi tendon reflex, and there's a little something called the Golgi tendon organ between the tendon attachment to the bone and the muscle belly. So in the space in the tendon, there's this structure. And what it does is, when you go to lengthen the muscle or stretch the muscle, this reflex contracts so that we don't overstretch. It's a protection mechanism. So when I see people who are taking their muscle on a significant stretch to the point where they're really engaging that stretch reflex, it's really doing nothing other than damaging your tissue to stay in that position. So what I've suggested to clients, and it works really, really well, is when you lengthen your muscle, or you're taking your muscle on stretch, and again, it doesn't matter what muscle it is, you take the muscle on stretch, you back off the stretch slightly, and you hold that position. And when you do that, you'll actually feel the muscle fasciculate or vibrate or, you know, kind of shake a little bit, and then you feel this beautiful give in the muscle, and you've actually lengthened your muscle. You've actually stretched it, and that's the whole point. So we want to have this beautiful, appropriate, and symmetrical tension on the joint space for any area in the body. I was just using the shoulder as an example, but even in the hips, let's say, it's really important. And most, like I said, most people have a flexed restriction, meaning they're sitting. So they have flexed, contracted hip flexors, which is the big muscle that runs from the low back across in front of the pelvis down into the groin. And that's from sitting, and that muscle stays contracted. And sometimes when we stand, you'll feel that pull in the low back, or you could also feel it pulling in the groin. It's really important to stretch out this muscle so that we have really good dynamic at the pelvis and through the lumbar spine. So these are just some of the areas where we need to keep open movement. It increases circulation. It helps with strength and capacity in the muscle tissues and spaces. And it also keeps the joints really healthy, and it's just really good, and it feels better when we're less contracted. It feels like we have more space in our body, we have more fluidity in our tissues, and overall it just feels so much more healthy, balanced, and relaxed. So I hope that's helped you. give it a go. Let me know how it works out for everybody. Until next time.